Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wake him up.
Let's wake up.
Wake up. Let's go. It's time.
I don't really want to.
I really don't want to, honestly.
Nothing like starting the day off with a little procrastination.
It's too early.
It is way too early for this, guys.
Wait, there's more.
More?
Yes, yes, more.
I'm trying to do a morning show.
This show's broken, has not even begun yet.
Good.
This show's unairable.
Already?
Let's give the old college try, shall we?
Let's get this show started.
Let's do it. It's Monday morning, a brand new month, a brand new weekend. Show number 1,996.
Yes,
and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. Survived the weekend, Halloween.
I don't know. What day is it even?
Falling
I don't know what day
back
it is. I don't know what time it is. I have no idea. I think we were all up yesterday at like 2 in the morning going, well, I can't sleep. I don't know what it is.
I actually got up in time to watch my digital clock hit 1:59 and then, you know, when it was supposed to go to 2, went to 1 and I'm like,
that's
wow,
fun
that's
for
so
all.
Cool.
Isn't that? That's fun for all.
So I woke up Jody and said, you're never going to believe what happened. And
no,
she goes,
I believe it, Mike, because in the morning it's changed over.
So let me go back to sleep.
Yes. Yeah.
So. All right. Well, you know what?
Know.
It is what it is. We've tried our best to get the state of Nevada to change this whole thing, and it's not going to happen, so let's just deal with it.
I don't think it's ever going to happen in our lifetime. I really don't. It's just, there's too much. There are too many moving parts now. So.
That's what they tell us. I don't know what they are, but that's what they tell us, so.
Yeah, well I think they're 49 other states. I think those are the other moving parts, especially the big one next to us, you know.
Because Arizona has figured this out. Mm-hmm. You would think, at least.
They never got into it. So,
everyone just get on Hawaii Standard Time.
Yes. There you go. And we'll be, what, 2 hours behind, right?
Well, now. Well, if you're in Hawaii, there's no daylight savings.
No, but I mean, we'll be two hours ahead
of
the whole rest of the country. Yes, we'll do that one. That's what I mean. That's what I
At least
I know.
1 or 2 hours.
Depending on where you're calling.
Okay. Well, partly sunny, isolated thunderstorms.
Okay.
Where this came from, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where they're isolated.
We're going to break this record finally.
It would be nice.
A couple of drops.
It would be nice,
83 the high today. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. Back to normal. 84 the high, 63 now. Let's do it. First take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, full house arrest. Lori Loughlin, she reported to prison to serve her 2-month sentence. Sounds like she won't get out early, by the way, which means she will spend Christmas in jail, and she'll get out like just before New Year's if she spends her full 2 months. Bet she doesn't. I'll bet she doesn't. But she's got yoga, and she's got crafts, and she's got TV, and she's got radio, and she's got internet, and all that stuff. So, really, it's like a 2-month vacation, I think, is what it's like.
See, kids, it's a little dish made out of macaroni shells.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So, this is what happens.
You can put your rings and necklaces in it.
I'm sorry. I got news. If this were any one of us three, okay. All right. I'll see you in 5, kids. All righty. Bruce Springsteen's new album, Letter to You, that has debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200 albums charts, which makes him the first act to have a top 5 album in each of the past 6 decades. Follow along, 6 decades, a top 5 album in each one. Good for you, Bruce.
That's pretty amazing if you think about
it.
If you could wrap your head around it.
It absolutely is amazing. Mike, this is just for you, something to look forward to. I know the election, a lot of people are excited about.
Yeah.
The Masters starts next Thursday. Yes, the fall edition.
You know what? And my wife,
Masters.
Jody, I can feel you rolling your eyes.
What are you doing?
I can feel you rolling your eyes as we talk about this.
Well, guess what? You like to watch the Masters, period.
Yes.
So you're still going to watch it now.
Yes.
So I know.
And
so
I have birthday immunity month exemption from those days when it was supposed to be in April.
Now you can light the fireplace and watch the Masters, right?
Ooh, yeah. I'll give you one of my KFC logs, too.
There, and it can smell like chicken. It can smell like fried chicken in your house.
Perfect weekend.
A bunch of people going to be driving by. It's not a KFC? All right.
This is not a drive-through. Yes. Keep moving.
And some sad news overnight. The original James Bond, Sean Connery, passed away. Passed away at the age of 90 years old. Now, his wife said he'd been suffering from dementia for a while. His son said he had been unwell for quite some time. Very, very sad. He was definitely the original, the first, I think the best. Daniel Craig, he's been playing Bond since 2005. He said it's really sad. I heard that he had passed. He said he will be remembered as Bond and so much more. He defined an era and a style. His wit, his charm could be measured in megawatts. He said he helped create the modern blockbuster. He really did. He really did with James Bond, that's for sure. In 88, he did win an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for The Untouchables. And he was voted People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive in 1989. I believe he was 59 years old when he was voted that. Wow. And Sexiest Man of the Century in 1999.
So he had nothing left. He had nothing left to prove.
No, he died in his sleep in the Bahamas. Perfect. Bravo.
You know what? Perfect for you, James Bond.
Exactly.
Sean Connery.
Yep, that is my take. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
You had mentioned in entertainment news, Carla, the amazing feat done by Bruce Springsteen, where he's had a top five song in the last six decades.
Right. Right.
All right. So what we've done, that's a lot of music.
Top five albums. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last six decades. So what we've done is put all that music into about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So to go back through memory lane. Here it is. Started with present day and went all the way back.
Yeah, letter to you, of course, from this year, 2020, 2010's Wrecking Ball, 2000's The Rising, 1990, Human Touch, 1980's Born in the USA, 1970's Born to Run. So,
wow.
And a couple of Borns in there and a couple of Touches in there as well.
Yeah,
so.
he does it all, right?
Yes, he does.
Congratulations, Bruce Springsteen.
Jeez.
Six decades of top five music. Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You could win $10,000 just in time for the holidays. Get ready. It's back. Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Details coming up soon. It is 6:36 Monday morning. I don't know how many other people have been in this situation. You know, we have animals in the house. And like, for instance, this family had a cat for the longest time. They decided it was time to bring home a dog.
Right.
And normally cats just kind of lay around, really don't do much.
Yeah.
This cat was not happy. Listen to this cat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a dog.
Just goes on and on.
That's actually not unusual.
No?
Cats are not big fans of dogs. It takes a while. They can all live together, but it takes a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And dogs generally are like, why? Hey, let me come over there and see why you're yelling. Oh, yeah. Yes. Boom.
So I don't know. I don't know how many other people go through that where you bring home. I didn't think cats really reacted to anything.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, and they have a mean scratch, too. Woo, that cat scratch fever is not a joke.
Oh, so...
That is not a joke.
Ted Nugent sang about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad news.
Okay.
That is bad news. Oh. I saw bulldogs on parade, by the way, over at Lazy Dog over the weekend, all dressed up in their Halloween costumes.
Nice.
It was hilarious. One was Darth Vader.
Yeah.
It was just too cute. Like, what is that? It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Just hilarious.
And then the one cat shows up.
Yes, that was exactly it.
You happy?
No. I did see, it sounds like a kid.
Okay.
Jeez. All the kids that came to my house.
Did you dress up, Squish, Morty? I mean, did you?
Oh, yeah. We were the 2020 couch potatoes.
Love it. There you go. There.
Couch potato number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couch potato number two.
Took us 8 months to prepare for that.
There we go. Yeah. Third in February.
And he couldn't
March.
Have been happier. So there you go. Just be careful when you bring a new pet home.
Yes.
Our good friend Big Mike on the phone. How are you this morning?
Well, and I'm doing good. Had a good weekend. Just called for a couple of reasons. One, wanted to say hello. Three reasons. Had an interesting talk with my daughter this weekend, and I've been on this big weight loss, and she doesn't want me to call myself Big Mike anymore, and Michael's my middle name. And my first and last name is Charles John. She asked me, Dad, I want you to start calling yourself CJ, so I guess I'm going to have to start doing that.
But wait a minute. Isn't that like when all of my friends still call me Stretch? Isn't that kind of that whole thing?
And plus, at this point in your life, does it matter?
I know.
Right?
You'll always be Big Mike.
Yeah.
And number two, Mike, when you played that recording earlier of the cat, the first thought in my head was, how did my ex-wife get on the radio?
I will say, I think you and Mike and little Mike thought the same thing.
Hey, love you guys. Have a great Monday. It's good to talk to you.
You do the same. Be safe, my friend. Be well.
You as well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock is back. Returns this month. Winning details coming soon from the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 7-Eleven. Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Who's on the phone this morning?
Good morning. I'm Gerald from Las Vegas.
Yes, Gerald.
Hi, Gerald. What's up?
Carla, in the song Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd, who is that chorus of kids singing? Who are they?
It was a class from a school in England who, by the way, I don't know if anybody realizes or heard this story, as adults, they went back and sued Pink Floyd for royalties on that song. I don't know if they ever won. I don't know what happened to the case, but that's the story I read.
Have to they find out.
They're from England?
Yes.
Kids from England.
Write that down.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Gerald, anything else?
Well, welcome to Standard Time.
Thank you, Gerald.
Now it's official.
Okay.
Thanks, Gerald.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well.
Yes.
I did look it up here.
Let's see.
Did you? Yes.
The kids decided to sue the band for royalties. The lawsuit would ultimately prove unsuccessful.
Oh.
They did not get anything off of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Gerald, there you go.
They tried, Gerald.
Partly sunny. Some isolated thunderstorms today. I have only 83, but sunshine back tomorrow. 84 the high, 63 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming up here to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the pandemic has helped out one little girl, and that is Barbie. Sales of Barbies are up almost 30% this year, and they expect them to go up even more. Because there are all sorts of new Barbies coming out still. So she's doing well, raking it in,
She's
Barbie.
Fine.
Yes, right. She is fine.
Hadn't you mentioned that board games also,
yes.
Sales of board games were up too because
yes.
People were...
And puzzles.
Puzzles
went way up. Yes, yeah. Kind of cool, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that I am surprising anyone by saying tomorrow is not, you know, your average election day. Now, according to a new survey, more than half of Americans say they're expecting it to be the most stressful day of their lives. Almost 60% of them say this has already been the most stressful year of their lives. I do believe that.
With it's everything been
that's
been going on.
Year. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and also being election year, don't forget, it is tomorrow. Get out and vote. And Morty, we talked about this, I believe, at the end of the show, off the air, last Friday, McDonald's. The McCrib. It's coming back next month, and for the first time in 8 years, it'll be available at every single one of their stores in the country. That's 14,400 stores. It will be available exactly 1 month from today. So there you go. Mark it on your calendar, the McCrib.
Look at he's very happy.
Yes, I do call it the McCrib. There's not one rib bone in that.
That's right.
McRib.
Morty, didn't you say you could actually have a double McRib?
Yeah. Some of them offer like an extra McRib slab for $1 more.
An extra rib patty.
Yeah. So when you order it, they said, would you like to make it a double for $1 more? I said, yes, I would.
There you go.
Oh, so they offer it. It's not like on a secret menu or something.
Yeah. They offer it.
It's like when you get a double ramen diet. That's what it is there. Would you like to make it a double? Yes, I would.
I'm not flying the plane. I don't care.
Yes, that's right.
Extra pickles.
Morty, very happy. A lot of people very happy. Mm-hmm. All of the McDonald's, because they didn't offer it everywhere for a long time. Yeah. And this year, you know what? They're saying it's a pandemic year. We're going to get you through this with the McCrib. So you enjoy.
By the way, Morty just left.
I know. Morty's out there.
I'm ready. Waiting in line.
Yeah.
We just heard a little cartoon fate. It is Monday. Few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, we have Mark on the phone, and he's in a situation where he wants some advice. So, Mark, explain what's going on right now.
I'm originally from the Chicagoland area. a long while ago, I moved away. Prior to that, I had just been dating, and I met a woman, and we went on a couple dates. We had a great time, and that was it.
Did you hook up?
We did hook up.
Okay,
we did hook up.
All right, good for you.
Well, fast forward about 20 years later, I am, on Facebook like everyone else. Across my screen comes people you may know, and sure enough, this woman pops up.
Oh.
You know, it's been about 20 years, and so I friend requested her, and we reconnected, and it was great catching up until she tells me that she was pregnant and had a baby, and it was mine. And there's no denying it. It is mine. But she did say that.
Wait a second, Mark. Stop. How does that even pop up?
I know.
You haven't seen each other.
I give her credit. Are you kidding me for being honest? Wow.
So as you reconnected, you start talking, and this comes up?
Well, long story short, I hooked up with this girl and found out that she got pregnant.
Like 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Right.
And then she gave the child up for adoption.
Okay.
I'm married happily. She's married happily. And so I guess my question is, do I tell my wife that I have a child in this world?
So, Mark, let me ask you, does her husband know that she has a kid? Has she told you that?
Yes. Yes, he does know.
Okay, Mark, so her husband knows, but you just found out, so you want to know if you should tell your wife.
That is correct. Yeah.
I mean, if this girl ends up on his door.
Right, exactly.
And the wife answers the door and says, yeah, your husband's my dad.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you
are. All right, let's do this. Let's open up the phone lines, text line 702-739-9636. See what people say, and then we'll get you back on the phone here in a couple of minutes.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
See, here's the thing, Carla, with this. I don't know we don't know his wife and what kind of relationship they have.
Right.
Where could she handle this?
I don't think that really matters.
No?
I think you could just open this up to anybody, because I think that, I mean, you're right. I guess that depends, but it's like what, you know, you think nobody's going to care if a husband or wife's kid shows up? I'm not saying it would be a bad thing. I just, you know, it's like, whoa. And I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't know, but.
It was like 20 years ago.
Yeah. But I mean, is that going to, isn't that going to throw Jody? Wouldn't that throw Jody if some kid showed up? Really? She'd be like, oh, yeah. Hey, Mike. Come here. Hey, your daughter's here. Come on over here. You don't think that'd throw her at all? Or she'd just be fine. Hey, I'm going to go back upstairs. You guys have fun. Okay?
Catch up.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead, stay. Everybody else does stay.
702-739-9636. Text or call. Does Mark tell his wife or no? All right? Yeah. What would you do? Maybe you're in that situation. We'd love to hear from you.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Well, quite the situation Mark finds himself in. If you just missed it, Mark calls in, and after moving away from the homeland of Chicago, he reconnects with a girl that he used to date.
He saw, she popped up on Facebook.
Like
people
they
were
do.
Saying, oh, my God, I can't believe they're talking. She popped up on Facebook. They had mutual friends and started chatting.
People you might know.
Exactly.
So they dated a couple of times. He comes to find out when they hooked up, she ended up pregnant.
Yeah.
Gives the kid up for adoption.
Right.
He just found out she's married. He's married. Everybody's happy.
Right.
But he wants to know, should I tell my wife? I have a kid out there somewhere.
Right, right,
all
exactly.
Right. Dale's on the phone. Dale, what do you think?
He's got to absolutely tell her.
Okay.
He's got to tell her. What if the child comes and knocks on the door?
I mean, yeah, just what, like I what, said, yeah. What happens when the daughter shows up and goes, oh, yeah, your husband happens to be my dad?
And if his wife gets mad, I mean, what he did before he met her isn't any of her business. So.
Exactly.
I love it.
Very true.
Have a good day, buddy.
Thanks. Goodbye.
He must be more trusting than a lot of people because, of course, women... Well, she's probably going to be mad that he's talking to her on Facebook so much.
That's a totally different subject.
Yeah, oh, no. That keeps coming up.
Really?
I don't know that he's obviously talked to her because she popped up. Now she gave up his kid for adoption.
Right.
And they might talk a little more because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are saying, one of our listeners said, I think keeping a secret is never a good idea. Happily married, his wife would probably love him regardless. I do agree. She said this hookup or whatever it was way before his wife. Just tell her so there are no surprises down the road.
All right.
And Shauna said, you know what? It matters to share total honesty with your partner. I think he should tell his wife. So most people are saying that he should tell her. I would love to hear from somebody who says, no way. Don't do it. Don't do it. Wow.
I might be one of those people, but hang on. Yeah, Lisa's on the phone. Lisa, what do you think?
Calling about that guy who just found out he had a kid?
Yes.
Lisa, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say that children, of course, are always a blessing.
Yes.
So the fact that he now knows he has a child out there, that's a blessing. I mean, you've been gifted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... Also, I want to say that the child deserves to know that the father never knew.
Right.
That he had given up.
Right.
So that child deserves to know that was not the father's choice and maybe have a relationship with the father.
Keep in mind, though, she gave the child up for adoption. Am I wrong in that? She gave the child up for adoption.
That's what Mark said.
Yeah. So she doesn't even know.
Maybe she doesn't even know she's adopted.
Yeah.
Yes, but there's a lot of people who go looking for their adopted.
Sure.
And if that happens or occurs, that child deserves the right to know that the father never knew.
I never thought about it from the child's perspective.
It will be the child's, you know, it will be up to the, 19, 20 years old now to do that. You know, to seek it out, and hopefully it was an open adoption, you know?
Him and his wife need to be open to the fact that he does have a blessing out there. He has a child out there that doesn't know about him.
Lisa, thank you so much. Carla?
Yes, I know, can pull your hair out, but they are a blessing.
Yeah.
Right.
They are a gift.
So. Lottery ticket, a winning lottery ticket down the road.
That's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
Lisa, you're sweet. Have a good day.
You too.
Talking about being true.
Yeah, no kidding.
What does Mark do? Does he tell his wife, hey, listen, I just found out I might have a kid out there somewhere.
Yeah.
From back in my history that even way before you and I hooked up.
Right.
I dated this girl. She got pregnant, put it up for adoption. We just hooked up on Facebook talking to her. She reveals, hey, listen, I got pregnant. You're the father, so this kid might come looking for you. I don't know.
Right, right.
What do you do? Do you tell the wife?
Just to avoid the big surprise if that does happen. Now, Emerald says, my supervisor was in a similar situation. Her husband had a fling well before they were together that resulted in a son he never knew about. And now the adult son has contacted him. She said, I don't know how Mark's wife would react, but my supervisor said as long as her husband hadn't, you know, cheated on her, and this was well back in the day, it was fine. They met him, his wife, kids, My supervisor now has a new son and grandkids in her life.
Wow.
So, see, all that says to me is more Christmas presents to buy, and I don't know these people. What am I going to get them? I don't know what
gift
to
card.
Do here.
A gift yes. card for everybody.
Gift cards, that's right. Most of our listeners have said, I don't think keeping a secret is a great idea, especially in this type all situation. Right.
Well, Big Mike's back on the phone. We talked to him earlier.
Yeah.
What's going on now?
I called in because you guys hit a really personal note with that guy that just called, and here's why. I was adopted when I was six months of age. And it was an interesting journey because actually I was adopted once, returned before age 6 months, and then adopted by my current parents. I think it's very personal, and I would question, I'm kind of with you, Carl, as far as not telling her now. I understand what that lady was saying, but unless that lady's been in that situation, it's really weird. Because for my entire life until literally about 2 years ago when I met my current girlfriend, I left it all alone. My parents were open from when I was like age 3 and up and could talk. They're like, look, you're adopted. And they explained it, and I never had an issue with it. But if I were that guy, I think, would I tell her? Probably. Would I tell her now? No. But I would do some looking in because this girl doesn't know. She lived an entire life not maybe or maybe not knowing. And before you go open up that can of worms, I think if I were this guy, what I would do, if this girl wants to search, leave it up to her. When I went to look for my real parents and I went on these websites where adoption was closed, but nowadays you can find out. So I go to DNA Ancestry and I go to all these places and I went to the state of California and put my name in the registry. And I've been doing it for about 2 years. I look at it, but I don't chase it. If it's meant to be, I feel like it's going to be. So maybe put your info on those sites where if this girl decides to, and she does know that she, you know, maybe had a father out there that she wants to look for, but leave it up to her. But to say she is maybe a blessing.
Yeah.
But before you go up in people's lives, do a little research and thought. It's not as easy as, oh, just tell her. I think he should, but I think he should put some thought into it and then, you know, tell her and you know, but leave it up to the daughter if it's meant to be.
All right. For the record, I don't think you ever said.
No, I actually think he probably should say something. But then there's that other side where, you know, you don't. And hopefully your wife or husband wouldn't be upset because you didn't know about it.
Right.
You know?
I didn't tell you. Jody is, well, I don't want to say the same situation. She got pregnant at a young age. Gave the baby up for adoption.
Yeah.
And I know this.
Yeah,
she told me it was no big surprise.
See?
She told me so.
Yeah. So now, I mean, there's so many different ways you could go with this decision.
So I could get a knock at the door just as well and go, "Hey, I think my mom lives here."
Yeah. Oh yeah. But you know about it.
But I know about it.
See, that's
and it was way before I was even in the picture.
Right. Right.
I mean, this is when she's growing up in Oregon. So
yeah.
And I'm fine with it. You know what?
Oh, absolutely. But you
join
know
the party.
About it.
Join the party.
Yes.
So
come on in.
All right, yeah. Bon Jovi.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock returns this month. Winning details coming soon from the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. Thank you very much. Last hour, a lot of phone calls, a lot of people texting in.
Yes.
Whether Mark should tell his wife, hey, by the way, I just found out.
Yeah.
I have a kid out there.
Right.
Didn't know it from another woman that I dated 20-odd years ago.
Yeah, that she gave up for adoption at that time.
So we have Mark back on the phone. Mark, what are you going to do?
Oh, put him on the spot.
Well, I just want to know. Do you want to think about it for a couple of days?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
all right.
I got it.
Can we talk to you tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I'm glad you called us for your advice, Mark. That's,
That'll teach you.
Yeah, I know.
I think I'm more confused than I was before, but I'll figure it out and I'll let you know.
All right, Mark, try and have a good day. Think about it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, sounds like a good guy. Probably the last people you want to ask.
Yeah, I know. I know. It was interesting, the I don't know, different ways that people went. kids who were adopted,
right.
People who this similar thing happened to.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be very tough. It's got to be very tough. I just can't imagine it wouldn't be very emotional for his wife if, you know, if she didn't know and just, hey.
Yeah.
How
he popped
doing?
Up or she popped up.
Yeah, that's our son. Okay.
And the other angle to all this is a couple of people texted in, why is he even talking to this old girlfriend?
I know.
And the wife should be more upset about that.
Yeah, I know. Women always have to think that. Well, everybody always thinks there's an ulterior motive. Mm-hmm. He's the one who said, oh, yeah, I do know you. How you doing? Jeez, it's sometimes people can be friends.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Not very often, but it does happen.
Yeah, especially when we're locked up for 8 months. Come on.
I got to talk to somebody.
Just hoping to talk to somebody, right?
We'll see what happens when he calls back tomorrow or on Wednesday. So we'll see.
Sounds good.
Another take on some entertainment.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, apparently Prince William battled coronavirus in April. He said it was pretty horrible. He said, I struggled to breathe most of the time, but he kept it quiet because they just, you know, that's the royal family and they keep it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he is okay now and that is a good thing.
Nobody even thought, hey, we haven't seen.
Yeah, I know. He's hiding out. That's weird.
The guy the brother who's still royal.
Yes, that's right. I don't know if they ever see each other, quite honestly, unless there's a function.
Okay.
You know, or it's time to bring the dogs out and do a hunt. I don't know. Not like it used to be.
No, it's not.
Dave Chappelle will host SNL this weekend, the first one after the election. That should be interesting. Boy, this was some sad news. Mike, the show Filthy Rich that
yes.
you're watching?
Yes.
Yeah, canceled after five episodes. I watched, I think, maybe 7 minutes of it. God awful. God awful.
I'll grant you it's god awful.
Oh.
But to the point where you have to keep watching.
Oh, well, you can't now. I don't even know that they're going to continue on with it.
Are they going
to
tie up all the loose ends?
The whole show's a loose end, quite honestly.
Like,
yeah.
Done.
Yeah, just cut it off now. Oh, it's like an artery. You got to close that thing off before it bleeds out.
I'm pissed because I didn't like it in the beginning.
Yeah.
And my wife wanted to keep watching it.
And my wife wanted to keep watching.
Yes, I blame her. So I got into it, and now you tell me they're canceling.
There are a lot of shows that you don't want to watch that you watch.
Yes, because I love, because of love.
That concerns me. Oh, man. And Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani working on a prenuptial agreement.
Well,
everybody says they've been in prenup talks for a few months now. The process has been kind of effortless, really, because they both have to protect their assets. They both came into this with a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, and one of their friends said they're two mature adults that love each other and it'll be just fine. Well, I hope so. They don't really need each other for money. So I hope they're in love. They say they're each other's soulmate now. Number three or four for him and number two for her. So hopefully this time will be a charm. Good luck, you. Good luck, you kids.
They just sign one piece of paper?
Yeah.
I get what I came in with, and you get what you came in with.
Exactly, and then Judah can sign off on it, and all is good.
And the law firm, done.
That's right. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
All week long, we have dinner and a movie to give away. This includes a Papa John's pizza and a chance to win the download for Antebellum, the tense, provocative thriller about a successful author. Plunged. Carla, she is plunged into a horrifying reality.
Okay.
That forces her to confront her past, present, and future before it's too late. So we have Antebellum on digital 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray combo and DVD to give away starting today and all week long. Dinner and a movie. We're going to tell you how to win that here in just a couple of minutes. Stick around for that. 8:27. Journey and Faithfully.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So all this week, you have a chance to win dinner and a movie. This morning, it's Antebellum and a Papa John's pizza. Tomorrow, election day, so we thought, how appropriate.
Yeah.
Name
The movie president.
The movie president.
Yes.
All right, not the actor.
Nope.
But the name of the president in this movie. Yes. Listen up.
And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution.
What's left?
But from annihilation.
Oh, okay.
Okay, got it.
Oh,
Got it.
Because after you fight for...
Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution.
The only thing left is...
But from annihilation.
Annihilation.
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay. There we go.
That's a good one. Tyranny, I know the actor. I just don't remember his name.
Yes. Yes. Well, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
President something.
President's name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to put the phone lines on hold right now. Get through news and weather. Ninth caller through with the correct answer after that. You got dinner and a movie, Papa John's, and Antebellum, courtesy of Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. All right, Carla, from this clip, all they have to do is tell us the president's name from this movie. Here's the clip.
And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation.
Carla, we have Sean on the phone. Sean, can you identify the president's name in that movie?
It's President Whitmore, and it's played by Bill Pullman in Independence Day.
Very good. Yes. President Thomas Whitmore. Yes.
I don't remember them ever saying that, though.
They do at the beginning.
At the beginning, when they refer
to him and all the, yes.
Sean, you got dinner and a movie. That's Antebellum and a pizza from Papa John's. From Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you, Sean, for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a woman in British Columbia, Canada, tried to dine and dash from a restaurant by crawling through the ceiling vents.
Yeah, isn't that the natural escape? Jeez.
But she crashed through and landed on the kitchen floor. Don't you normally just eat, you dine, and then you dash?
You run out the door, yes. Yeah.
You don't go through the ventilation system and
wow.
Well, the woman was arrested.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
After she stood up and it...
And then you broke the oven when you fell. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's man.
Doctor in India was recently conned into buying Aladdin's lamp.
The guys
selling it faked a genie appearance, and one of them even dressed as Aladdin at one point.
Oh,
here's where it gets better. The doctor, who you would think is a very smart man, paid over $41,000 for the lamp.
Oh my God!
And then I don't know what happened, but the light went on, and this is a scam.
Yeah. And that's what it took. Wait, no, this is my femur. My femur is here. Why are you looking down my throat?
Can you imagine bringing that lamp home to the wife?
Yes. No.
Funny bone.
Exactly. No, I said my uvula.
Operation.
Jeez. Good Lord.
The two guys selling the lamp have been arrested.
Oh, man.
Don't arrest the guys.
Yeah, they should, though, really.
No.
Arrest the idiot who spent over $41,000.
Yeah, no, doctor, I have angina. I'm having angina. Jeez, dude. Oh, wow.
They even dressed up in the genie costume.
Yes, that's right. This is Jasmine over here. Okay, then.
Put a smoke bomb down. Poof.
Wow. Man. Yes. Wow. Well, Nashville police arrested Taisha. She destroyed her mother's entertainment center. She got mad at her. She's 33 years old. She was drunk. Showed up at her mother's house. And her brother and her mother said, what do you... what are you doing drinking and buying booze when you're not working? And, well, Taisha picked up her brother's Amazon Echo and just heaved it at her mother's entertainment center. The whole thing just shattered and broke into a bunch of pieces. And, yeah, she tried to run before the cops came, but they caught her because she was drunk. So that's why. What? I'm running. And why do I think you guys will appreciate this? quarantine boredom, I suppose. Fire department. This was in Essex, England. They got a call from a house Friday night. Three late teen boys got stuck trying to wedge themselves into a dryer. Firefighters had to cut the dryer into pieces to free these guys. Paramedics said they're going to be okay. A few bruises here and there. Here and there. Yes, exactly. Okay. Oh, man. They're all intact. They'll be fine except for their dignity. But why do I just see this? I don't, whatever. This wasn't unusual to me, I
guess.
On
paper, it sounded really good.
Dude, get in the dryer.
We could so do this.
Your hand and my leg, all right? How about that? And then we'll rub the Aladdin's lamp. And then they'll get us out of here. That'll be cool. It's Monday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. This is the cutest story. This is out of Iowa. A retirement home there did a booze and tattoos event last week. Now, don't get upset. Residents could get temporary tattoos and have a real beer or two. Now, one guy, he got a couple. It's okay. He got a couple pistols on each bicep because he said he wanted to show off his guns a little bit.
Yes.
Said that he always wanted a tattoo, and, well, he got a couple of them so he could have two beers. Apparently, if you got one or two, you could have one or two beers.
Right.
That's really all that they need.
I thought I had the guy talking about it.
It's all right. I just think it's a great event, and I hope they do something like that here. I hope that they've done something like that here at some of the retirement
right.
homes and the assisted living homes. Iowa booze and tattoos.
Yeah, I like when the guy said, well, if... Yeah. I have to get two tattoos. I'll do that so I can have two beers.
Have two beers. That's right.
At least you can still do math.
Bang, bang. Bang,
yeah,
bang.
That's right. They're my guns. Come on. Ouch.
And the kids show up.
I know.
Papa. Yeah.
That just washes off.
Yeah.
And Gladys across from the hall. Oh,
yeah,
stop
I know. Yes, exactly. Come here, Miriam. Huh? Check out those guns.
I love that story. All right. If you have a feel-good story, make sure you submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, if you have a local feel-good story, I would love to find out if they're doing that at a local home here.
I know.
702-739-9636. That about does it for us. Of course, we're kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon. The first of three, by the way, today. Stick around for that. Recapping the show, all about cats. Not happy when you bring a dog home.
No, they are not.
Especially the one cat.
No, they are not.
Tried to help Mark out. Found out that a hookup about 20 years ago, after he had moved away from the area, found out, well, the girl I hooked up with got pregnant, and I'm the father. She put the baby up for adoption, and I just found out after getting back together, on Facebook.
Yeah.
Do I tell my wife? I don't know. We don't know what he's going to do. Hopefully we'll find out tomorrow or Wednesday. And then, people, if somebody shows up with trying to sell you Aladdin's lamp and the buddy, poof, out of smoke comes up with the costume and everything, it's not real. All right? It's not real. So make sure you know that. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the day. We're back tomorrow, so be careful, be safe, and tomorrow... Make sure you vote tomorrow if you haven't done it already.
That's right.
All right.
Right.
Bye.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.